Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talking Brick with Mayor John Ducey.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. The phones are open, so if anybody wants to call and ask a question or share any thoughts about the town, please call in. The phone number is 347-426-3543. And here's a few announcements before I begin. Saturday, April 16th, is our 6th annual Green Fair, and it's at Brick Township High School. And there's going to be dozens of local green businesses and organizations. There's going to be healthy refreshments, interactive displays, activities for all ages, and even a tree seedling giveaway. For more information or to become a vendor, please call 732-262-1050 and ask for Keith. Again, the phone number is 347-426-3543 to call in here for tonight. And please ask any questions or share any ideas, or we can discuss whatever's going on in your mind about Brick Township. I want to encourage everybody to please keep on using the hashtag BrickProud on social media. And really, we just want you guys, everybody, to show what makes you so proud to call Brick Township home. It could be our parks or our schools, our sports teams, your favorite restaurant, anything you love about Brick. Post it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and always use the hashtag BrickProud. And if you do a search for hashtag BrickProud on any of those, Twitter, Facebook, what pops up is pictures from all around town. Some people show some plates with their food from a different restaurant, or some show snow scenes, kids throwing snowballs or sleigh riding. Some businesses are actually advertising, and they just put hashtag BrickProud, so everybody who searches it, they get to see these businesses. So it's free advertisement for businesses. So there's some ideas for businesses out there listening. And we're gonna start giving out stickers that say hashtag BrickProud for people to put on their cars or just really advertise it. And we're going to soon start some contests. We're going to get that going once the summer hits and we're, at a Summerfest concert or sitting on the beach. And we're going to really start having these contests and just really promoting. And I get a lot of questions from realtors and from people who potentially are moving to Brick from either North Jersey. I had some people contact me from Florida. They're moving north. And they wanted to know what was great about Brick. So now it's very easy for me to tell them, but then also say you can search for yourself using hashtag BrickProud. And everything that's so great about Brick is right there, our recreation programs, everything. Speaking of BrickProud, make sure you vote for Brick Memorial Senior Jonathan Stamper in the finals of the New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Music Competition for his original song, All Day. You can hear All Day and vote for Jonathan at shoutdowndrugs.com. Jonathan's positive message and musical talents make us proud to have him representing Brick in the competition. I had the great opportunity to meet Jonathan at Brick Memorial. I was over there speaking to students about a month ago during their lunch period, and they brought Jonathan down to meet me. And Jonathan's a really great kid. The music and the lyrics he chooses, it's all clean, it's all healthy living, it's all about having a positive attitude. And he's really, really a great talent here in Brick Township. And he is a high school senior at Brick Memorial, and really very, very talented. And he has a whole Facebook page out there with other songs and a website with other songs. But please go to shoutdowndrugs.com and vote for Jonathan Stamper and his original song, All Day. On March 8th, just giving a little update about the town, just, of course, another thing that's hashtag BrickProud. On March 8th, the Brick IHOP, they are a member of our Buy and Brick program, which is a great program, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. They held their 10th annual National Pancake Day fundraiser. I know I enjoyed my free pancakes, as did many other Brick residents, and you enjoy the free pancakes, but then you also obviously make a donation, because that's what it's all about. And just to let you know, IHOP gave away 1,525 short stacks of pancakes that night, and they raised $70,590.94 in donations for the Children's Specialized Hospital Foundation. Awesome job by IHOP. Lou Maskey does a great job with IHOP. He's always involved with different fundraisers. He advertises great. He does always does different discount programs for families. And he always says the family night where kids eat free and they have different characters come. So please check out the and participate by going to the local IHOP. They're right there where the old Laurelton Circle used to be. And they just do such a lot of great things for our town. And they are a member of the Buy and Brick program. And that's really been going well. Buy and Brick program, we now have over 40 businesses involved. We just had our latest one sign up, which is Lindy's, which is over in the Carrabba's Shopping Center. Used to be, I guess it's still called Town Hall Shops. And in there is a place called Lindy's, and they kind of specialize in hot dogs, but they also have hamburgers and cheesesteaks, and it's they promise you a hot dog like they have up in North Jersey. So anybody who came down from North Jersey and loved hot dogs up in North Jersey, Lindy's is the place you want to go. They have excellent French fries, too. I've had those personally myself. And they're now a member of Buy and Brick. And Buy and Brick has saved, has actually given businesses $800,000 worth of business so far, and it's saved taxpayers over $65,000 off their taxes. So you shop local, you spend local, the business then spends their money local, and all the while we're doing this is you're saving on your taxes, but you're also helping out our local economy and filling up more of our empty shopping plazas because people realize that people in Brick are going to stay home and are going to shop here and buy their goods here and buy their meals here. And it helps us all out by filling some of these empty shopping centers. And we're doing really great with that, too. There are some larger ones like the Workout World that's still a little bit empty, or still totally empty, and we're working on that. But a lot of these smaller strip malls are filling up, which is a great thing. It just shows that the economy is on its way back, and these empty storefronts are filling up, which is a great thing. Hopefully we get some calls. Again, the number is 347-426-3543. And again, any type of question. We had questions way back in the beginning about whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. We had some people talk about former baseball players that live in Brick. So any question at all, but of course if you want to talk about a particular topic. One I want to bring up, which is some good news, is our movie theater here in Brick is finally getting an upgrade. As you probably all know, because I know a lot of people travel up to Freehold or they travel up to Eatontown because they want to sit in those recliner chairs and they want to be able to push the button and have their feet go up and they want to have that great soda machine out in the lobby where you can choose 400 types of different sodas. Well, all that is finally coming to Brick. They are going to start by the end of March. They're going to start it off and they're going to replace one theater at a time. And we're going to have that stadium seating, so you no longer have to worry about somebody in front of you who's taller than you, who's going to block your view, and you no longer have to worry about sitting in those uncomfortable chairs that are there, and it's kind of it's just outdated. It's old. It's outdated. So we are going to get those nice reclining chairs, sit back, enjoy the movie, stadium seating. You don't have to worry about any heads in front of you. And you could get one of those sodas or high C drinks or whatever from those machines that have, I don't know what they have, 200 or 300 different combinations of flavors. And they have those at other places. So we're going to finally have this updated movie theater, which is going to be great. It's going to be a little bit inconvenient for a little bit, as we can all understand, because it's going to take a while to fix each of the movie theaters. And it does take time. But let me go to it. We do have a caller. It's Jimmy. He's on the line, and he's asking about the skull found in the woods. So, Jimmy, you there today?
Yes, I am. Is there?
How are you?
You mentioned pretty good. You mentioned like the heads in front of you and at the movie theater. I was more concerned about the heads on the side of the road. Do you know anything more about this? Is it with the skull that was found?
Yep. Now, what we know is that. A couple people were walking their dog, and they came across a human skull. It's over in the Lake Riviera section, Old Toms River Road, Arizona Drive area.
Yeah.
And So what they did is they, of course, they called the police. Police go out there, and then the police look at it, and obviously it looks like a human skull. So they called the medical examiner out. Medical examiner comes out. He said it's most likely a human skull, and I've seen some pictures of it, it definitely looks like a human skull. They've been searching the area, you know, ever since to see if there's any other body parts or evidence or things like that they would take into play. It's very old. It's totally decomposed, so they know it's not something new. It's a skull. It doesn't have any signs of skin or hair or anything like that on it. So it's not anything that happened anytime recent. And just from where it was found and things like that, they're not sure if a dog dragged it out of the woods or if it was just thrown out of a car. Nobody has those answers yet. That's what the police are doing, is doing that investigation.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not anything new. It's definitely decomposed, and it's from quite a long time ago. But that's all I know. I'm not sure if you have any specific questions besides that.
No, it was just fascinating to me. And you go for a walk and you stumble upon something like that. If somebody wants to start or bring business into Bricktown, I know a lot of the strip malls are requiring national chains, and a lot of mom and pop businesses are finding it hard to have rental space in the strip malls, big or small. Is Bricktown? Is there any place you can call in Bricktown that can maybe help these people, shepherd them through this bureaucracy, or try to have somebody championing their cause to let the mom and pops rent in the strip malls?
I haven't heard any strip malls turning anybody away. You know about a specific example of that?
A lot of strip malls now are just requiring that you have a national chain or have another store in another location. They want to see that you have two or three stores before that's their preference anyway.
In Brick or just around the nation?
In general, but Bricktown is the mecca for shopping, and a lot of people would like to, you know, have their store there.
Yeah, I have not heard any no complaints from any business owners that shopping center hasn't let them come in. In fact, we encourage it. We actually, you know, we have that Buy and Brick program, which encourages. Actually, national chains aren't allowed to really join that. So that really encourages small businesses to open, the mom and pops and everything. And then besides the Buy and Brick, we've waived all the permit fees, inspection fees, all that for any small business that's opening up in an empty strip mall that's been empty for more than a year. But Sean Knievy is our zoning officer, and he's our point person for all businesses coming into town, because he's the first one they contact. He's really the one who can help the small businesses work its way through the system. But I'd be willing to talk to any shopping center owner if there's a small business out there who's been turned away by a shopping center. I would love to know that, to be able to know which shopping center it is, and I would definitely talk to that owner and figure out what's going on. I can't really think of a shopping center we have in Brick that doesn't have a small mom and pop in it. They all do.
Well, most of them, if you look at it though, most of them are national chains now. Even the one where edible treats are by the old Laurelton Circle.
Okay, that's filled. There's no empty spots in there. I don't think there's any. Those are every single one of those stores are filled.
I know most of them are filled with a national chain. I'm just saying it's a testament to Bricktown that there's enough population and the economy's thriving that's going on. I just wanted to, you said to reach out to Mr. McKee. What was the last name again?
Sean Knievy is his name.
Knievy,
he would walk somebody through that. But I know that particular shopping center, there's definitely an independent, there's a deli right there that's next to the Enemans. And so the fact that but there's no empty, it's not like they're turning anybody away. And there's definitely a mom and pop place that's right in that shopping center, for sure. Like I can't think of any shopping center that doesn't have a mom and pop, except for, I guess, that one over with the Costco and all that. But again, there's no empty stores there. So there's probably no, but all the rest of them, like Brick Plaza, the ShopRite Plaza, they all have independent places too. So there's definitely not a requirement in Brick, and I don't know anybody who's been turned away. So, but if you know any, please let them call me, and then I'll talk to the business plaza owner to figure out the reason why. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, thank you very much. And
sure.
You have a great show. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for listening. Thank you for calling. It's definitely better when people call in. Again, anybody who wants to call, it's great to talk things over. It's 347-426-3543. All right, next up, wanted to talk about a little bit about Wegmans. Wegmans, we're trying to get them here. I did have the opportunity to speak with Vice President of Wegmans, and she has advised that they actually already have plans to build out all the way up until 2019. So the earliest that we would ever be able to see a Wegmans would be 2020, because they only open two at the least and three at the most stores a year. So they have their two stores scheduled for 2016. They have three for 17, three for 18, and I think two or three for 19. I don't really remember what it was. So they're scheduling out to 2020. As we all know, the one spot that we have here in Brick that would be large enough to accommodate the Wegmans is Laurel Square Shopping Center. Laurel Square Shopping Center, I don't think they're going to want to wait until 2020 to fill that, and I don't think the residents want to wait until 2020 to get a food store, although it would be great to have a Wegmans. I wish we were a town that didn't have we weren't as built out as we are, and we could wait in time and find a different area for them. But unfortunately, we're not in that position here in Brick because over the years, everybody's pretty much taken every piece of land and built something on it. I have some bad news for everybody in that I don't think Wegmans will be coming. I don't think we can change their mind to put us up in the rotation higher because, again, as they say, they only do two or three stores a year. So we're going to be working on some other food stores to come to town. I do have another caller, which is great. We have Brian, who's out there, who wants to talk about Trader's Cove. So, Brian, are you there?
Hi, Mayor Ducey. How are you?
Okay, great.
My question was, just want to know how Trader's Cove is doing. Is it generating any money for the township? And what does the future hold for that area?
Okay, Trader's Cove, yep. Well, when you say, is it making any money? So let me, I have to go through a little bit of a long answer on that one because we had a lot of acquisition costs and a lot of building costs. So basically it's going to take, and I figured it out at one point, and I don't remember, it was about 70 years for us to finally make money, meaning that Trader's Cove, that all the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we poured into that place would be finally paid off. So we're not making money yet by any means. In fact, I'm not going to be around by the time we do make money. But on a year-to-year basis, it is making a profit. We made in 2014, the township realized a profit of $9,555. So that means the current year expenses, not including the acquisition and the big bonding that we have to pay off forever. What it cost us to operate it and what we made between the slips and all that, in 2014 we made $9,555. We then switched the way we were doing the marina. We actually, instead of having high school kids being the workers out there, we hired some retired people who were better equipped to run the marina. So during our first year of full operations, which is 2015, the marina's operating costs were $261,738, and the revenue coming in was $338,866. So we made a profit, so to speak, last year of $77,128 for that 1 year. Obviously, like I said, we still have to pay off. I think it's up to like about $31 million between the acquisition and the building of the marina and the engineering fees and the professional fees, architect fees, all that stuff. So future plans are to go forward with the restaurant there. The restaurant would lease the land from us. We wouldn't sell it because we're not allowed to because it's Green Acres. But they would lease the land. They put up a restaurant that would operate seasonally. It would offer a place for boaters to go. Obviously, people could drive there. That would give us a lease payment every year. I don't know what that lease payment would be, and I wouldn't disclose what that would be because that would hurt any negotiations we have going on. But it would bring in substantial amount of money to help with the pay down of the site. So I think I got all your questions. Did you have anything else on Trader's Cove?
No, thanks, Mayor. You covered it. Appreciate it.
Okay. No problem. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for making this show more enjoyable for people and more interactive, which definitely means a lot. Again, the number, 347-426-3543. Please call any questions. And, sometimes I may not know the answer, which is fine. If I don't know the answer, I'll actually maybe take your, we'll take your information down off the air and be able to get back to you within the next couple of days. If it's, I don't know everything off the top of my head, but some things I'm pretty good at. All right, I think I summed up on the Wegmans. Let's move over to the registration. Registration begins this Friday, April 25th, for the 2016 Windward Beach Summer Camp. And the summer camp provides young people with opportunities to enjoy activities such as games, arts, crafts, organized sports, and a lot more. And it's all obviously in a supervised environment. New for this year, you can register for camp online. And you can do that at parksandrecreation.brick.twp.net. And the fee is $100 for 26 days. Or $60 for any 12 days, and the camp runs from June 27th all the way to August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So for $100 for 26 days from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., your kids could be at our great summer camp having a lot of fun, and that's an unbelievable price, and it's there's a lot of great activities that they do. Also coming up, another activity, Saturday, April 30th from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock is Rachel's 7th Annual Windward Beach Cleanup. Groups are welcome to the cleanup, and all are encouraged to bring rubber gloves, a pail, baby wipes to clean your hands, but it's just going to help us a lot of strange things wash up on our beaches throughout the winter months, and we want to get it ready for our summer months. And Rachel's been doing this for... This will be Rachel's 7th year of organizing this, and Rachel's a young girl here in Brick Township who came up with the idea to do the cleanup, and she's been doing it ever since, and she'll be there with her family and friends, and if we can go out there and help her out, again, Saturday, April 30th from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. If you need any information, you can call Brick Recreation at 732-262-1076. The Brick Farmers Market, it's coming up. It's going to start Saturday, May 21st, and it goes every single week. And it's at 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 noon. And we're starting the Farmers Market later in the season, and we're doing that on purpose because if everybody remembers from last year, the first year we ever did the Farmers Market, we started it off in April, and there really wasn't a lot of fresh vegetables or fruits. And it was kind of more, not really a farmer's market. It was, kind of buying the cakes and the shakes and the drinks and things like that. But the reason why we had to start it off early last year is because a lot of the vendors used to go to places such as Red Bank and Asbury Park for their farmer's market because they've been going on for a few years. So we had the idea, let's get the vendors in there early. They're going to see how popular it is in Brick. People don't realize how large Brick is. We are the 13th largest town in New Jersey, and a lot of businesses, in fact, when I was talking to Wegmans about them coming, they had no idea we had 85,000 people, and we have 346,000 people just in our surrounding towns that actually touch us. So we had the vendors there early. They didn't really have a lot to sell, but they saw what the crowds were, and all the vendors stayed on for the entire year. So this year, and they're all coming back this year. So now we could start it a little bit later, so we have the vegetables and the fruits right from the start. So that's why we're starting it on Saturday, May 21st. It's going to run every single Saturday through October 1st, and it coincides with our growing season, and all the vendors are going to offer the peak season produce every single Saturday from 9 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock p.m., May 21st to October 1st. And speaking of summer and summer months, of course, we have our Summerfest concerts coming up, 2016 series. And it starts off in June this year. June 30th is our first show. We couldn't decide. We were looking at it, and we didn't know what to do as far as the 4th of July show. And the reason why, because the 4th of July falls on a Monday this year. So the question was, do we want to do our 4th of July show on June 30th, which is before the 4th of July, obviously, or do we want to wait until July 7th? And we came up with the idea, everybody's going to be ready by the time the end of June comes, the very last day of June, June 30th, to be out there outside in the warm weather, watching a great band, eating some great food, having some drinks at the Beer and Wine Garden, and watching the great fireworks afterwards. So we're doing it before July 4th. So our first concert this year is June 30th, and it is Saved by the 90s. So all those out there who remember the show called Saved by the Bell, this is a takeoff on that, Saved by the 90s. And as the title of the band, you know, obviously emulates, they play 1990s music. So it's going to be a great night. July 7th, which is the following Thursday, the Bronx Wanderers are there, and they're always, there's a repeat act. They've been here the last couple years. They've probably been here 10 or 15 years, if not longer. And they do a wide range. They have the father who's out there, does all the doo-wop type stuff, and then the son, and the father will take a break. The son comes out. He does some Bruno Mars and some more updated stuff. So it's fun for all ages. And then we have July 14th. We got the Amish Outlaws, and let me come back to that because we do have another caller. It's Chris, and Chris, you have a question about the AMP. Are you there?
I was just curious what's happening with the AMP at that site.
Okay, the AMP went out of business nationwide. They went bankrupt, unfortunately, AMP and Pathmark, and that's why we have it had nothing to do with the brick stores. The brick stores were actually some of their best performing stores. Definitely the Pathmark was, as well as the AMP, but unfortunately the overall company went bankrupt. So the Brick Plaza, the owner is Metrovation, and they do a great job. They actually just became the owner not too long ago, and they have a great place up in Shrewsbury called The Grove that hopefully a lot of people are familiar with. And The Grove before it's what The Grove today is an awesome plaza. What it was 15 years ago, or maybe even a little bit longer before they bought it, it wasn't much. It was kind of like a rundown shopping center that they turned into something great. They're going to do the same thing over at our Brick Plaza. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about what stores because they don't have the leases signed yet. Now they're in negotiations and they're arguing over, you know, small items. But they told me not to. I'm not allowed to announce what the stores are until they're actually had the leases signed, and they're going to tell me when that happens. But first of all, they're redoing the movie theater. Hopefully everybody knows that. They're putting a lot of money into the movie theater to do the stadium seating and all that, the reclining chairs and all that. But so going back over to where the AMP is, they're doing a fit-up right now, so I can talk about this. Ulta, ULTA makeup. And, Chris, I know you probably don't care about that. I don't care about that. But a lot of the females listening and a lot of females in the town are going to love that. In addition to that, there's going to be a clothes store that a lot of females are going to love. There's going to be a shoe store that a lot of females are going to love. And there's going to be another clothes store that families are going to love. It's a clothes store that's actually already here in Brick that may be moving over to that shopping center from a different shopping center. So, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to divulge any of those names of those places, but they are going to be some very very high-quality stores, which I'm happy to see. They're really trying to improve Brick Plaza. They're doing all the facades. You can see they're already done over by the Men's Warehouse and the Chipotle because they're the two newest clients. They're now working over by the Applebee's in that area. And they're going to slowly improve that entire shopping center and bring in some higher scale clients, and which is great because we need a little bit of an upgrade here in Brick. And I'm glad that company is in charge of that shopping center now and is moving forward with some awesome stores. Unfortunately, besides the Ulta, I can't talk about the others. But they are working on four different stores. And anything else, Chris?
No, thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for calling in. All right, so we don't have any other callers, and it's been the half hour. So I did have some other things to talk about. I'll just go through the rest of the concerts for Summerfest. July 14th is the Amish Outlaws, and they're a great local band. A lot of people follow them. They play at the Water Street. They play up at Jenks. They play all over the shore. We were the first ones to have them at a Summerfest-type event. I know a lot of towns have copied Brick's idea of having these summer concerts. We were the first one, Brick, long before I was here. It wasn't my idea or anything, but it's just nice to know that Brick started that off. They have them at Berkeley, Toms River, Seaside Heights. They have them all over the place now. But the Amish Outlaws, we were the first one to get them last year. which is quite an accomplishment. And then July 21st is our last concert. Rubik's Cube, the Galaxy's most original 80s tribute band. We're going to ask everybody to dress in their best 80s gear that night. So we have June 30th, Saved by the Bell, July 7th, the Bronx Wanderers, July 14th, the Amish Outlaws, July 21st, Rubik's Cube, fireworks after every single concert, a lot of great food, a lot of the beer and wine tent will be there for every one of the shows. Town Square Media is our new partner. They are on the most popular radio stations here at the Shore, 94.3 The Point, 92.7 OBM, 105.7 The Hawk, OBM AM 1160. So it's going to be the best year yet. Save those dates. And I thank you very much. I want to thank my callers for calling in. You definitely made this show more interesting. Thank you, Brian, Jimmy, and Chris. And next, I'll be seeing you around town soon. So thank you very much for listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy Brick until I talk to you again.